Terry Deary's Roman Tales, written by Terry Deary and read by Toby Longworth.
The Fatal Fire. Chapter 1. Rome, AD 64.
Rome is a dangerous place, Mary,
the old man whispered. He pulled a hood over his head to hide his face.
Death is all around us.
Mary looked about the streets. She could see lots of people, but not this strange thing called death.
Where, Master Tullus? She asked.
The shops in the street were closed. Today was the day of the chariot races. The shopkeepers knew that the crowds would pack the streets, and where there were crowds, there were thieves. In all the shoving and shouting, the dust and the din, thieves would rob the shops and disappear quickly in the crush of the crowds. Master Tullus pulled the girl into a shop doorway. He leaned forward.
See that man with one eye standing on the corner? He asked.
Yes, Master.
The girl could see the man with a dark beard and a patch over one eye. In the rushing rabble, he was the one standing still on the corner. His one eye flickered round, watching the scene.
He's a thief,
the old man went on.
He's waiting for a rich man to pass by. If the rich man is drunk, then the one-eyed villain will follow him. When the crowd packs into the arena, he will push up against the rich man. He'll slip a hand into his toga and pinch his purse. He won't. He will.
Shall we stop him?
He carries a knife. He'll cut your throat if you try. Would you like that?
No, Master Tullus. The girl sighed.
How do you know this? I've seen him hanging around the baths. When the men get undressed, he tries to creep into the changing room and search for their purses. Sometimes the slaves on guard get careless.
He's a villain, Mary moaned.
And he's not the worst. See those gangs?
Her master asked.
The ones carrying ribbons?
Mary had seen them, with their red or white, green or blue ribbons, charging down the street, bawling and battering people out of their way.
The colours are the chariot team they support. They get very excited. Some say they don't sleep the night before the races, and they drink a lot and can turn very nasty. The reds hate the whites, and the blues hate the reds. Everyone hates the greens.
Poor greens.
That's the Emperor's team,
the old man said.
What colour are you? Mary asked.
Green, of course,
her master smiled.
But don't tell that to a red, blue, or white. They would probably give me a beating.
Rome's a dangerous place, the girl groaned.
I told you that before we left the house.
You did, Master Tullus, Mary nodded.
This was the first time her master had let her go into the city with him. His serving boy was ill from eating a rotten snail, so she had to take his place. Mary watched as the man with the eye patch slid into the rushing crowd, his eye on a fat man in a purple toga. And she shivered.